Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of the company, I'd like to welcome everyone to our 2016 annual results presentation. This presentation will be conducted in Chinese with simultaneous interpretation. The Q&A session afterwards will be hosted by a moderator and provided with consecutive interpretation. Please be reminded to switch off your mobile phones or set it to the vibration mode during the presentation. May I introduce our management on the stage? Mr. Yang Jie, Chairman and CEO. Mr. Yang Xiaowei, President and COO. Mr. Ke Rui Wen, Executive Vice President. And Mr. Gao Tongqing, Executive Vice President. Thank you for joining us today, and I hope you will find this presentation helpful. Now, let us welcome our chairman to present the company's performance in 2016.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to meet you all and introduce the company's performance. Today's presentation will be divided into three sections. First, I will talk about the company's overall performance. This will be followed by President Yang and Mr. Ke Rui Wen to present our business review and financial performance, respectively. These are the highlights of our company's performance in 2016. First, clear strategy with strong execution. Solid service revenue growth and significantly enhanced profitability. Second, innovative convergence strategy with prominent results. New convergence driving mutual development in services and rapid subscriber expansion. Third, optimizing CapEx to enhance return. Declining CapEx with highly efficient investments to support our business development. Fourth, raise dividend to increase shareholders' return, creating shareholders' value continuously. Fifth, step up transformation to strengthen capabilities. Pioneer in initiating intelligence strategy to forge differentiated competitive edge. With scale expansion in 4G and fiber broadband businesses, our business fundamentals remained solid in 2016. Operating revenue amounted to 352 billion, increased by 6.4% year-on-year. Service revenue reached 310 billion, grew by 5.6% year-on-year. EBITDA margin was 30.7%. Net profit was 18 billion. Compared to the adjusted net profit in 2015 of 16 billion, which excludes the one-off tower assets disposal gain, net profit increased by 11.7% year-over-year. With solid development in 2016, operation was enhanced significantly. Net profit achieved double-digit growth, while net profit margin up 0.5 percentage point to 5.8%. Emerging business revenue continued to be the major growth driver for service revenue, reached 123 billion, representing an increase of 22% year-over-year and representing nearly 40% of service revenue, up by 5.2 percentage point year-over-year. Free cash flow improved significantly by 13.8 billion. Leveraging the high quality of our 4G and fiber networks, we maximized our competitive strengths in full service operation to promote new convergence. Led by our reputation in providing high quality services and products, we continued to enhance our user experience. Our new convergence product, which includes our 4G, e-surfing HD, and fiber broadband, has successfully drove mutual development in all businesses, resulting in subscriber scale expansion. In 2016, we have surpassed our subscriber net add targets set at the beginning of the year and increased over 17 million in mobile subscribers and a record-breaking 4G net addition of over 63 million subscribers. 4G penetration was 57%. Net addition in e-surfing HD IPTV subscribers was close to 21 million. IPTV subscribers reached 61 million, representing half of our wireline broadband subscribers. Net addition in wireline broadband subscribers was more than 10 million, reaching 123 million broadband subscribers by the end of 2016, of which 86% of them are FTTH users, up by 23 percentage points year over year. New convergence has effectively become our strong and powerful competitive differentiation edge, further enhancing our market position. Total CapEx in 2016 was 97 billion, down by 11% year over year. CapEx for 2017 is budgeted at 89 billion, of which the share of 4G and fiber broadband is further reduced to 73%. Meanwhile, the company will continue to increase CapEx spending in emerging businesses appropriately. In 2017, the company is set to pioneer in building three superior networks, includes first, to build a nationwide 4G network with continuous basic coverage, coordinated with multi-frequencies and with appropriately allocated and allocated capacity. In 2017, the company will add another 270,000 4G base stations, reaching 1.16 million base stations by the end of the year. Second, to build an end-to-end high-performance and good-quality all-fiber network covering cities, towns, and villages. Third, to build a multi-technologies, high-quality IoT network with wide network coverage by simultaneously deploying 800 MHz and NB-IoT technologies. Despite a negative free cash flow in 2016, with due regards to capital requirement for future development, profitability, and shareholders' return, the Board of Directors recommends an increase in dividend to 10.5 Hong Kong cents, up by 10.5%. The company will review funding needs appropriately to fulfill the capital requirement for long-term sustainable growth. Strive to enhance future profit while creating shareholders' value continuously. In 2016, the company rose to the challenge and continued the implementation of speed upgrade and tariff reduction, in turn encouraged mobile data usage and broadband upgrade among subscribers. handset data unit price declined by 38% year-over-year. Boosted handset data traffic and internet access revenue to surge by 130% and 43% year-over-year, respectively. Wireline broadband unit price declined by 50% year-over-year, driving average access bandwidth and wireline broadband revenue increased by 72% and 3.3% respectively. Looking ahead, the company will take further initiatives in the implementation of speed upgrade and tariff reduction, which include accelerated progress of system upgrade and service grooming to cease domestic long-distance and roaming charges for handset users by 1st of October 2017, reduce the fees of international long-distance calls, and significantly reduce the tariff of internet dedicated line access for SMEs. The above measures will have certain impact on our business cooperation. The company will proactively advance supply-side reform to promote subscriber migration and information consumption. The company stimulates corporate vitality by adhering to market-oriented reform and innovation. Through professional operation, the company deepens subdividing performance evaluation units, improves top-down service support system, and achieves innovations in technology, management, operation, and business model. With the above efforts, the company is thoroughly vitalized with significant enhancement in operating efficiency and is highly recognized. The company was awarded Outstanding Enterprise in Technology Innovation and was selected as the first batch of state model of mass entrepreneurship in innovation. Through market-oriented operation, the company continued to enhance return. With a focus of our 2+5 key businesses, we take further steps to forge five key service ecospheres, namely the intelligent connection service ecosphere, smart family ecosphere, the internet finance ecosphere, the new ICT application ecosphere, and the Internet of Things IoT ecosphere. Implementing the C2020 measures include intelligent connection service ecosphere is the fundamental of the five ecospheres. We will continue our effort in promoting the other four ecospheres and will become the focus of our future business growth. Measures include inject capabilities to customer accounts and channels, grasping business patterns and customers' demand to formulate operating system for unified tariff products, inject intelligence with big data, consolidate and coordinate internal resources, and with the capability in IT centralized platform, inject fundamental e-serving big data and business solution skills. Looking ahead, seizing the opportunities from national strategies, including supply-side reform, cyber power, Internet Plus, Made in China 2025, etc., we navigate with strong strategy-led, backed by market-oriented approach to deepen corporate reform comprehensively and enhance our core competence through promoting innovation in structure mechanism and management. With our strong execution, we accelerate the promotion in network intelligentization, service ecologicalization, and operation intellectualization to further develop our 2+5 key businesses to forge our differentiation edges continuously. We will continue to enhance shareholders' return and contribute to the construction of cyber power and economic development for the nation. Our current strategy can be summed up by one airplane, one tree, and four reconstitution. With a focus with the five ecospheres for the future development growth. I will now pass the time to Mr. Yang Xiaowei to present the business review of our company.
Thank you, Chairman. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I will now go through the business performance of our company for 2016. This table shows the revenue breakdown and their respective changes. I will go through them in detail. With the help of our full 4G coverage, enhanced network quality, as well as the increased popularity of six-mode handsets, we achieved rapid scale expansion in our 4G services and accelerated the growth of our mobile service revenue by over 10% year-over-year, amounted to 138 billion. 4G subscriber market share increased by 2 percentage points to 16%. 4G ARPU was 72.8 RMB for the year, while mobile ARPU was lifted to 55.5 RMB, rose 2.6% year-over-year. Service capability and handset sales were significantly enhanced. Our mobile online service app users reached 110 million, with average monthly service volume of 1.4 billion. China Telecom was rated number one in the industry regarding customer satisfaction among mobile internet access customer in 2016, according to MIIT statistics. 4G international roaming already available in 124 countries and regions, serving 95% of our customers' overseas travel with high-speed service. Regarding handset sales, with the six-mode handsets becoming the national standard at the beginning of the year, currently, there are over 370 models of six-mode handsets available in the market. In 2016, six-mode handsets sales volume amounted to over 80 million, representing about 80% of the overall 4G handset sales. The BOM continued to decline. At present, there are about 100 models of six-mode handsets that support 800 MHz LTE, which include local and international brands. It is further projected to have about 200 models available in the market at the end of 2017. Driven by our 4G development, handset data traffic and handset internet access revenue both recorded significant growth. 2016 handset internet revenue was 68.3 billion. Handset data traffic grew by 1.3 times year over year, of which 4G data traffic accounted for 83%, increased significantly by 32 percentage points year over year. 4G DOU was over 1 gigabyte, grew by 37 year over year. The company continued to deepen data traffic operation. Through the promotion of precision handset upgrade, we accelerated subscriber migration from 3G to 4G, leveraging our big data intellectual operations. Share of mid to high-end handset sales was lifted. Leveraging website membership and dedicated data bundling, we accelerated content introduction and product upgrade to further promote data consumption. In 2016, wireline service revenue amounted to 172 billion, with accelerated growth of almost 2% year over year. The incremental revenue of 3.3 billion was mostly driven by the increase in internet access revenue. We continue to enhance the revenue structure of our wireline service. Share of non-voice revenue has risen, mitigating the risk of declining voice revenue. In 2016, wireline broadband revenue was 76.8 billion, an increase of 3.3% year-over-year. Wireline broadband ARPU was 54.2 RMB. At the end of 2016, the average access bandwidth of our subscribers was over 50 Mbps. Leveraging the edge of our intelligent fiber network advantage, we promote 100 Mbps as our mainstream product and gigabits as lead products to raise service standard, setting a new benchmark for the industry. We pioneer in the promotion of 100 Mbps smart fiber broadband products while building gigabits demo in 100 cities to forge differentiation edges. By the end of 2016, users who subscribed for our 100 Mbps or above products amounted for over 25% of our overall broadband user base, increased by 15 percentage points year-over-year. We introduced four core applications, including e-serving HD, VPN, Family Cloud, and video calls by means of smart home gateway and 4K TV setup box to promote high bandwidth demand and develop smart family market. In future, we will further expand connections with services such as smart appliances, home surveillance, and video monitoring. In 2016, the company accelerated the development in emerging business, achieved new breakthroughs in e-serving HD, Best Pay, and Internet of Things. Revenue from e-serving HD amounted to 4.8 billion, increased by 24% year-over-year, with subscriber market share in China of 70%. In terms of Best Pay, average monthly active users was over 16 million. Actively participating merchants reached 300,000, with GMV over 1,000 billion. By means of full consolidation of both internal and external resources, the company achieved smart convergence of mobile plus payment and differentiated development to accelerate the building of internet finance ecosphere. The company leveraged the edge of NB-IoT and dedicated network of 2G, 3G, and 4G to proactively build up core capability for platform, laying foundation for expansion of to data and application service. In 2016, IoT connected devices net addition was over 13 million. IDC cloud and big data and internet plus development grew rapidly. The company has about 400 internet data centers, over 200,000 cabinets nationwide, and are interconnected with dedicated network. The company also has 15 IDCs across eight cities in six countries and regions overseas. For our cloud business, the company launched e-serving cloud 3.0 service and fully exploited the cloud network integration and efficiently centralized management, enhancing customization via resources strength. Leveraging cloud computing and big data capabilities, the company accelerated development to focus on government administration, education, healthcare, et cetera. We launched Internet Plus open platform to consolidate excellent social resources. We also published Internet Plus Action White Paper 2016 to promote top 10 actions. The company proactively commenced Internet Plus strategic cooperation by signing agreements with 14 provincial governments and two sub-provincial cities, accelerated the expansion of government and administration cloud to cover over 100 cities. For Internet Plus education, established resource sharing center to leverage 100 Mbps upgrade for applications and projects net at over 200. for Internet plus healthcare, relying on the cloud network integration and medication image cloud as the entry point to continuously develop healthcare cloud and cloud hospitals, with medication image cloud netted of over 500 hospitals. Proactively advance open cooperation to achieve win-win. As at the end of 2016, the company leased around 610,000 towers from the tower company, increased by 110,000 for the year. Sharing ratio of the newly leased towers was above 90%, while the overall sharing ratio of all leased towers was around 66%. The company jointly promoted internet industry development with China Unicom, successfully promoting six-mode all-frequencies compatible handsets to become the national standard. And we jointly announced broadband services white paper and the 4G TV, 4K TV smart setup box white paper. We also cooperated in the network co-build and sharing for CapEx and cost savings. In terms of mobile network, we formulated projects to share about 70,000 4G base stations. For transmission network, we have formulated projects to sharing of around 16,000 kilometer transmission fiber cable. At the same time, the company actively promoted multi-sectors cooperation, relying on the IoT Open Laboratory and e-serving IoT Industry Alliance. We launched business cooperation for the promotion of the ecological prosperity. To embrace intelligence era, the company took the initiative, driven by reform and innovation, pioneer in the commencement of the step-up transformation with an aim to be the leading integrated intelligent information service provider. Guided by the CTNet 2025, we promote network reconstitution. We also actively participate in the formulation of 5G standard and deploy outdoor trial. Last year, we established the outdoor laboratory for the trial for the testing of 5G technologies. At the same time, we have already commenced the trial work in Guangdong province. We overviewed by C2020, we promote service reconstitution. Supported by corporate core, we promoted operation and management reconstitution. By step-up transformation, the company further optimized network structure, business system, and management platform. As a result, promoting the service ecosphere. By corporate core, operation and management system with big data as the foundation, we achieved precision operation to enhance efficiency. Corporate core, as the center of operation intellectualization to manage and develop data, which is the corporate core asset. By centralized processing of network data to formulate big data capabilities at corporate level, from raw data to wisdom with predictability, we inject intelligence into sales and marketing, network operation, and corporate management, fully enhancing sales and marketing service and management decision capability, achieving precisions in investment, management, sales and marketing, services, and network operation. Inject intelligence for the ecosphere. Now, may I pass the time to Mr. Ke Ruiwen to present the financial performance of our company. Thank you. Thank you, President. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. May I now present you the financial performance of our company for 2016. In 2016, operating expenses amounted to 325 billion, an increase of 6.7% year over year. Benefiting from the decline in CapEx, free cash flow position has been significantly improved by 13.8 billion. The increase in operating expenses was mainly caused by the rise in network operation expense as a result of the incremental tower lease fee and related charges, as well as the increase in sales and marketing expenses. I'll go through them in details. With moderate cost control in mind, the company optimized resources allocation to support scale development of our business. 2016, operating expenses as a percentage of operating revenue was 92%, rose by 0.3 percentage point year over year, of which D&A expenses stayed flat, mainly due to the increase from higher CapEx being offset by the decrease from tower assets disposal. Network operation and support expenses accounted for 27% of the operating revenue, up by 2.2 percentage point year over year, mainly caused by the incremental tower lease and related fee. Excluding this, network operation and support expenses has been under good control. SG&A accounted for 16% of the operating revenue, of which selling expenses increased by 4.1% year over year, mainly due to the appropriate increase in channel sales. Cost of terminal sales and other accounted for 11.5% of operating revenue, up by 0.4 percentage point year over year, mainly due to the increase in sales of 6-mode handsets. In 2016, CapEx continued to tilt towards rapidly expanding 4G and fiber broadband businesses, optimizing CapEx structure and achieve precision investment to consolidate our network edge and support business growth. As a result of the 800 MHz reform, mobile network spending as a percentage of overall CapEx declined by 4.4% percentage point year over year. By the end of 2016, 4G base stations reached 890,000, an increase of 380,000 in the year, representing an extra of 90,000 versus the plan. The company's 4G network coverage reached 95% of the population, with 4G plus deployment completed in all cities nationwide. The share of broadband and internet increased by 3.6 percentage point year over year. In response to the strong market demand for high bandwidth access, the company advanced investment in broadband network appropriately to maintain our network and service edges. To get prepared for the future development, the company also increased appropriately the investment in the five ecospheres to support and lay a good foundation of network to support these developments. As a result, information and application services as a percentage of total CapEx increased by 1.8 percentage point. At the end of 2016, total debt to total capitalization was 26.3%, down by 1.4 percentage points from end 2015. Net debt to EBITDA was 0.89 times. The company will further promote integration of intelligent operation with financial value management. In terms of resources allocation, we dynamically matched and fully exploited resources. We also applied product profitability model and automatic closed loop management of ICT projects to enhance business value. Established asset categorization model to achieve precision investment and identify assets with low efficiency in order to extract asset value. With the connection of big data and operation system, we strengthen analysis and model building by means of data analysis and application, injecting wisdom in our financial operation. This concludes our presentation. Thank you.